Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tone it is, too. Yes, good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then, whatever you're doing, stop it. And either call or text at 312-981-7200 to be on the Boogie Check or Boogie Text, if you will, of life. Now, what does that mean? That means that anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check or the Boogie Text. But that's not my job. That's yours. 312-981-7200. Can't give away something on a text, but we can give it away in a call. And so the first call from you all at 312-981-7200 will win a prize. That's right. First call wins a prize. Get used to it. 312-981-7200 as we wait for that call to pour in. Coming up later in the program after 8:30, we're going to talk about landscaping and gardens and weeds and foliage and trees and, oh my, bears. And no, we're not talking about bears. Bob Burdog from the Burdog Landscape Company going to be on. Going to be doing landscaping, not manscaping, and taking your calls and questions about anything that you may have a concern about your foliage, your lawn, whatever. That comes up later. Right now, let's get to Barbara. Hey, Barbara.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you? Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm just hanging around here and got home from shopping. I'm just so happy that you're on the air to make my sanity back to normal.
Well, I'm glad I could. Me?
Yeah. Imagine how bad I am.
Say, by the way,
when
Barbara,
you're a help.
Where do you go to get your sanity? John Landecker, really? I think you should need a therapist.
Really. You are my therapist. Thank
well,
God
thanks.
You're around.
Hey, what kind of shopping were you doing?
Well, very boring. Groceries, you know, everything. If it's on the shelf, you know, it's triple the price right now. So
how
you
about it?
Think about it.
I know.
Yeah, what the heck? Everything.
It is. Everything.
You know?
Absolutely everything. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Really, your Fruit Loops. I mean, everything is
Fruit
so much,
Loops.
You know?
How much have your Fruit Loops gone up?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe a buck a box.
No
know?
Way!
Yeah, it's nuts. You pay $5-$6 for a box of cereal.
Well, I believe that. Well,
yeah.
Hopefully this will add... I don't know if it's going to add your... Oh, I want to say something. Well, first of all, we're going to get you a exclusive WGN Radio 100th Anniversary T-shirt.
Super.
Okay? Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It's very cool.
Very good, yeah.
Thank you for calling. Stay on the line there so that we can get the information we need from you to get this to you. And on with that in mind, WGN Radio is turning 100. We're celebrating all year, but the actual birth date is May 19th. Be sure to tune in to Channel 9 and watch the special 100th documentary that they've put together, looking at the station's past and present. 100 Years of WGN Radio, Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. on WGN-TV, Channel 9. Let's go to David. Hello, David. You're on the Boogular Check. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Fine. What brings you to us on this wonderful hot evening?
Well, I was trying to be the first caller, but I missed it.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out if you knew what J. Marvin was up to these days. Is he still kicking? Or?
Oh, my gosh.
Passed away.
Oh, I haven't heard.
I looked him up online, and I couldn't tell from the information. So I know Dave Jennings, I think, used to work with him.
Yeah, Dave's not with us here tonight. He's got,
tonight? Okay.
It's not one of the night he works. I'll ask him about it. Yeah,
okay.
I know that Dave did work with J. Marvin. And I know a lot of people who worked with him, as a matter of fact. But I knew that he had moved. Gosh, I haven't thought of that name in a long time.
To Denver, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Denver.
I don't, to be honest with you, David, I don't know. Sorry, I can't.
Ah, okay.
All right.
And it was good to hear that I think you drove in a Bozak Honda?
Yes.
and I have one. They're wonderful cars.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you on mic? Are you on mic four?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you. Where'd you buy it?
It's Bozak Honda in Highland.
Awesome. Thank you for your patronage. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Back awesome. 2020.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, you know, and if you want to, if you no longer need that car, you can take
it. We're buying them back.
They're
that's
paying
for sure.
Top price.
Yeah. Send me the letter, but no, it's the only one I got.
I told you, we sent them to everybody, John.
Oh, I get the letter, too.
Hey, you probably get a lot of them. Yeah.
You know, we'd be very interested in having your car back. No, I just bought the car. Dealer doesn't even want me to drive it anymore.
If it goes up to $1 million and can live off that, then yeah. Yes.
Well, the appreciation kind of goes up month to month anymore, I'm telling you. It's okay. The absolutely right. Crazy thing.
Thanks for calling, David, and got a Bozak plug in there. Cool.
Awesome. Thanks. Thank you.
Maybe we should send our sales department out. 312-981-7200. That is the telephone number on the boogie check or boogie text of life. Also coming up later, we're going to talk about the restaurant situation in relationship to masking, not masking. Sam Toya, you heard him on the air here at WGN quite a few times, and we're really looking forward to talking to him later. He's president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Also want to do a little thing about VE Day, and got to do something about the Kentucky Derby. Oh, my God, that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have asked about the betting on the Kentucky Derby. We didn't talk about horse betting.
We'll get them back on.
People bet on horse races still. Don't they still bet on horse races?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much emphasis on betting on, sports, quote unquote, like baseball, basketball, football. People have been betting on horses for hundreds of years, I think. I don't know. A lot. Kentucky Derby. I hope that horse doesn't enter any other races.
Just a one and done.
Well, it's Rich Strike, right? He was an 80-1 shot. He's not going to be an 80-1 shot anymore. They're going to be aware that he's out there because he basically snuck past everybody down the stretch. Mm-hmm. If you're able to see the aerial shot of how that final turn heading towards the finish line plays out. He just sort of like weaves his way in there. Hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Bye! And they'll be looking for him the next time. And you'll never have a time like that.
My mom, when she used to bet on horses, would bet on the horse that took a poop right before they went on the track.
May I ask how she would know that?
It's a great question.
Was she obviously at
She would be at the track for the most part. But I think she would literally do her research and try to figure out which horse took a poop, or like be watching on TV and be like, that horse pooped. That's the horse I got to choose.
And what was her winning record?
Yeah, gotta say, it's probably not great because she's never told me. So I'm assuming it was not.
Probably not, stinks.
Yeah, probably
hey
stinks.
Now, but hey, got that. More of the Boogie Check, Boogie Text, 312-981-7200. Coming up next, 720 WGN. WGN. And a fine turn it is too. 312-981-7200 to Boogie Check or Boogie Text. That's 312-981-7200, as in zero Mostel. That's right, 312-981-7200, Boogie Text or Boogie Check. Well, you know, while we wait for that call to come in, I mentioned the Kentucky Derby. That's the call to the post. So, what a story. Rich Strike, 80-1 shot. So, do you know the backstory on this? This horse was like nowhere. You could have bought this horse, I think they call it a claiming race, for like $300,000 a couple of years ago, which sounds like a lot of money to me, but apparently in the world of thoroughbred racing, that's a drop in the bucket, especially you don't expect a $300,000 horse to go on to win the Kentucky Derby. So the horse wasn't even in the field, the original field of 20 horses. He was 21st on the list. So if one of the 20 horses that qualified didn't scratch from the race before 9 a.m. Friday, Rich Strike's Derby plan would have ended. So at 8:45 a.m. Friday, the call came. No scratches. The owners go, okay. The security guard working the bar and protecting Rich Strike was sent home. About that time, the connections for Ethereal Road, another horse, told Derby officials that they were pulling out of the race. Reed got the call. They got a call about 8:55 telling him not to move the horse. God. Then another call a minute or two later with the official word that they were in. And this happened.
And they're into the stretch. And it's Fessier, Crown Pride, and Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandon. Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby.
Nobody even saw this horse coming. Not only did it just get into the race, but, like, completely ignored this horse. And I'm not an expert on horse racing, that's for sure. And apparently, this race got off to a really fast start, which means that the horses that bought that fast start didn't have any gas in the tank when it came down to the final few legs. I guess that's what they call it, right, in horse racing. Meanwhile, the jockey on Rich Strike made this decision. He had to go around a horse, one of the early leaders, who was fading fast. The jockey decided to veer slightly to his right and get around this horse, and then got back on the rail. And as you watch, if you can see this, I mean, it's fun to see the race, but after you realize that this horse is not even mentioned by anybody until, like, at the very end, they're not even talking about him. He's not in first, he's not in second, he's not in third. All of a sudden, it's, whoa, here comes Rich Strike. I got an 847 text. It was claimed for $30,000. $30,000? Not, oh, I'm sorry. I saw somewhere $300,000. You could have bought that horse for $30,000?
Wow.
That's less than a car.
It's a good ROI.
What?
It's good ROI on that. That's
yes,
for sure.
I would say so. Ralph Fine Car Dealer.
Yep.
Would you buy a used car from this man? Yes. That's insane. He was bought for $30,000.
I just like the announcers when they were gone, and all of a sudden,
he's. Yeah. I'm watching. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, I'm watching this, and they have that thing on the screen as to who's in first, who's in second, and it keeps changing up and down. I'm going, this is after it was over. I knew the outcome. I'm like, where is he?
Yeah.
Where is his horse? I don't see him anywhere. Hi, I'm Mr. Ed. Thank you, 847. Boogie text. See? I see him nowhere. So actually, I was watching the Channel 9 Morning News this morning in the 9 o'clock hour. And because they do that 9-9 thing. And they had a overhead shot that I hadn't seen of the race. Aerial shot where you see all the horses. And they had an arrow on Rich Strike. And it's amazing. Just out of nowhere. Literally nowhere.
Any given day.
And, you know, this reminds me of the movie Seabiscuit. You know, these are with Red Pollard, the jockey. That was a big movie based on Seabiscuit and the jockey both injuring their having career, allegedly career-ending injuries, the horse coming back, taking on War Admiral in the quote-unquote race of the century. Probably many of you have seen that movie. You know, this is along those lines. There's a movie from Australia called Dream Horse. These are all based on true stories where a town actually buys a horse. They put money into a pot for 2 years, buy a horse, and I don't need to tell you how it ends because they wouldn't make a movie out of it if it wasn't good. And then there's Secretariat. But everybody expected Secretariat to win, except the way Secretariat won. I believe Secretariat was a Triple Crown winner and was so fast that they did an autopsy to see. I mean, he was unbelievable. He won the Preakness or whatever it was by 30 lengths. It was insane. His heart was somewhere around 20 pounds, and apparently the average weight of a heart in a horse is like 8 pounds. And they felt that this was the key to his extraordinary speed. I love horse movies. And brother, if this isn't a horse movie, my name is not whatever my name is. Rich Strike, I mean, this is over. I'm going 80 to 1. I'm going, film, who's buying the rights right now? Somebody's making the movie right now. Because this is a movie. There's no question about it. I mean, $30,000 horse. Not even scheduled. Just think about it. You can even see it in your own head. $30,000 horse there back 3 years ago. Well, what are we going to do? I don't know. We'll keep at it. Blah, 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 blah. How are we going to afford the feed? I don't know. We got a trainer? I don't know. What are we going to do? Oh, we'll just do these little races. I guess we're in line for the Derby. Yeah, we'll never get in. I got to have a cancellation. No, we'll never get a cancellation. Oh, I got a call. They said, send the trainer home or the guard home at the stable. Okay, send him home. Whoops. Got another call. Don't send him home. He's a winner. He paid 81 to 1. So if you bet $2 to win on Rich Strike, you got $163.60 in return. Although I haven't heard any information about anybody winning a big purse for betting on Rich Strike. But man, what a story.
You think there's got to be a few people out there that are banking on that one.
What a great story. People love the underdog, mm-hmm. and there's never been one like it in the history of the Kentucky Derby. And that's why I keep saying the Preakness is May 21st at Pimlico. But leave him where he is now. You don't want to ever see your heroes go down, right?
Yeah,
he can't be a comfort. Well, I suppose he could, but they're like I said, they know him now. You know what I mean? It's like an athlete that no one's ever heard of, a pitcher or a hitter or somebody, and it's like they destroy the entire league, and then the next year everybody's got their number, his weaknesses, this, that. So I look forward to the movie.
If they don't have him poop. In the movie.
Your mom's not going to bet on him?
Not going to bet on him.
I'm not betting on that horse.
I didn't see that.
What horse are you riding? Defecate. here comes Road Apple spinning out on the turn. All right. Coming up. Well, that ends whatever this was.